On Daf Ayin Vav Amad Aleph, we learned the Tosfos and the Sugya. We had a memre yesterday, Oma Rav Yehuda Moshmul, Hamachlev Pora Bechamer, Umoshach Bala Chamer Esapora, Lehispik Bala Pora Limshech Esachamer, Ad Shemei Sachamer. Al bala chamoy lohovi raye shohoyo chamoy roi kayim b'shas meshicha sapora. So we had this memra of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmur, that if the bala chamoy made a meshicha and the pora, and automatically, since the pora belongs to him, so automatically the chamoy belongs to the previous bala pora, and now we find the Gewaldike Mumbe Mekach, we find that the Chamer is dead. And the Shaila is, did the Chamer die before the Meshichas HaPore? So then the Pore belongs to the Baal HaPore, there was no Chalipin. Or did the Chamer die after the Meshichas HaPore? So therefore the Pora belongs to the Bala Chamer, and the Hefzid goes to the Bala Pora. So, Omar Rav Yehuda Meshmul, Al Bal Achamer Lohavi Raya. The Bal Achamer has to bring a Raya. That means, without a Raya, he has to give back the Pora. He cannot keep the Pora without proving that the Chamer was alive b'shas Meshichas HaPora. So Tosfos asks, what is Pshat in Shmuel? Af al pi shehu muzik. Now, this Bala Chamer is a muzik in the Pora, number one. V'cheskas haguf nami misayelei. In the cheskas haguf of the Chamer, is also Messiah, that means the Chamer was once alive, and I'm claiming a Shaila, was it still alive by Bishas Meshichas HaPore? So I should say, Al Tcheskes HaGuf, that was still alive. So we have a Murzik plus a Cheskes HaGuf. V'havelon lu'ukmi, Achamer becheske shehoyakayim. So we should assume that the Chamer was alive b'shas Meshichas HaPore. Ela taime de Shmuel, so what's the time of Shmuel? The mekmina lepore becheskes morikame. That the pore, we have a sofik, was the Baal Achamer koine the pore. On this topic, we have a Cheskes Morikame, and it would seem from Shmuel that Cheskes Morikame is stronger than Muchzik plus Cheskes Haguf. Voha de Pore Chashas Bahashoyl, Gabi Hamachlev Pore Bechamor Viyoldo, Diachloiko. It says in the Mishnah, Hamachlev Pore Bechamor, there was an exchange, and a Baal HaPore wanted to be kind of the Chamer, and because of the Chamer, he'll be makne to the Baal HaChamer, the Pore. Now this was a Pore Mu'uberes. The Yoldo, now the Pore had a Vlad, and we do not know when the Vlad was born. Was the Vlad born before the Chalipin? So it still belongs to the Baal HaPore. Was the Vlad born after the Chalipin, so belongs to the Baal HaChamer. So the Mishnah says, Yachloiku. It's a Sofik, so they divide up the Vlad. So the Gemara asks, why should you say Yachloiku, Lochayre, let us see in whose rishus the Vlad finds itself. The Lehevi Idach, Hamoitzim Echaveiroi Olav Horayim. and let the other one be a meitzi mechaveri. Now, on the Vlad, so who are the Cheskes Morikam on the Uber? Let's talk about the Uber. Who are the Cheskes Morikam on the Uber? The Baal HaPore, the Cheskes Morikam on the Uber. Now, if we assume that the lady was after that the Baal HaPore was kind of the Chamoyer, so it comes out that the after the Baal HaPore was kind of the Chamoyer, so then it comes out the Baal HaChamoyer was kind of the Uber, then it was Neilid Bershusay. If the Leida was before the Meshichas HaChamoyer, so the Uber remained Bershus Baal HaPore. So Cheskes Morikame tells me that it was born Bershus Baal HaPore. Now the Gemara asks, let us see who's Muchzik, let us see in whose Rishus is the Vlad. So we have in that Gemara the same thing we have in our Gemara. We have a Muchzik, that means from the Gemara, the Gemara seems to be saying, if the Vlad will be Bershus, the Baal HaChamoyer, so the Baal HaChamoyer will win the Vlad. Now, the Baal HaChamoyer is a Muzik. The Baal HaChamoyer has going for him a Cheskes HaGuf. We should assume that it remained Mu'uberes, and it was still Mu'uberes when it came to the Rishus of the Baal HaChamoyer. So we have a Muzik and a Cheskes HaGuf. The Baal HaPore has a Morikame. So we have the same conflict that we have in our sugya. Now, in our sugya, Shmuel said that the Morikame wins. The Murzik asked, Kozman, the Murzik is not Mevarer, that the Pore rightfully belongs to him. So he has to bring a raya, the Murzik has to bring a raya. So we see from our Gemara, that Shmuel held that a Morikame is better than Murzik im Cheskes HaGuf. And there the Gemara says, V'lechzi b'shus de mankaime, let us look where the Vlad is now, and whoever is the Murzik, he'll win. That means if the Vlad is now b'shus Baal HaChamoyer, so the Baal HaChamoyer will win the Vlad. So there we see that Murzik is stronger than Morikame. Our Gemara says that Morikame is stronger than Murzik. Alme loimuk minin acheskes Morikame heiche de tofes idoch. That's what it says in that Gemara. We'll give it to the Murzik. And our Gemara says we'll give it to the Morikame. So the Taisus answers, Osam poch lafi maskone doch ed loy koyoch. The Gemara doesn't remain that this is what Shmuel held. The Gemara says lafi ha'emes that the Baal HaPore has to bring a raya. So fakert. So that Gemara is going according to the maskone of our Gemara. So no problem. Umiyu taimet. Lamai desal kedait and hashte, and according to the Havamin of the Gemara, amai al Baal HaChamoyer lahavirai. Now the Baal HaChamoyer is Murzik in the Pore, so why does he have to bring a raya? Kivin shu Murzik, begam ike luk mi HaChamoyer becheske shoyekayim. The Baal HaChamoyer is a Murzik and he has a cheske saguf. Now, v'hashmuel gufe islay, so let's speak about what Shmuel personally holds. This is a member of Shmuel. V'hashmuel gufe islay bereish ha-meicher peiris. Ha-meicher shoylech ha-veiroi v'nimtza nakhen. Someone sold a shoylech ha-veiroi And we find out that the Sheir is a Makhin. Now, the Lekeach gave the money for the Sheir. Now, there's a dispute between the Lekeach and the Moicha. Lekeach says it's a Mekach Tois. I purchased the Sheir L'Radye, to be Chayrish. This is a wild Sheir. It's a Mekach Tois. This is a Mekach Tois. The Moicha says, I sold it to you L'Shchita. That means you told me you wanted it L'Radye. You didn't say anything. So I sold it to you L'Shchita. So Memeila for Shchita, there's no difference. You're Nakhin, nit Nakhin. It's not a Mekach Tois. That is the dispute between the Moicha and the Lekeach. Now the Lekeach says further, but he says, what do you mean you sold it for Shechita? Roiv people, when they purchase Shvorim, Roiv, the statistics are, Roiv people are Koine L'Radye. So, I have a Birr of Roiv, you're selling L'Shechita. Roiv people, L'Radye. So it's a Mekach Tois. So Shmuel says over there, Ein Heilchen B'Momen Acha HaRoiv, that Roiv is not strong enough to be Moitzi the Momen from the Musik. So now, let us understand that case. We have here a Moicha and a Lekeach. The Lekeach gave $1,000. He gave a check of $1,000 to the Moicha. He gave $1,000 in cash. Now, on this cash, he had a Morikame. It was his money. And he says, it's still my money. It's a Mekach Tois. So you have to give me back my money. So he has a Morikame on this money. He also has a roiv with him, that saying, that also it's a Mekach Tois. He has a morikama on the money, he has a roiv with him, and what does the moicha have with him? Only a musik. And in that case, we have a roiv and a morikama keneged a musik, Shmuel bekvayda ba'atzmai said, ein heilchen b'momen nach a roiv, it can be meitzi momen from the musik. So there Shmuel says a Murzik alone. Even though there's a Morikam and a Roiv, can I get the Murzik? The Murzik wins. And here Shmuel says there's a Murzik with a Cheskas HaGuf and only a Morikam, and the Morikam wins. That is Tosfos Kashya. He cannot get back his money. Even though the Morikam is a roiv with him. Messiah le Morikam. Koshkein hoche. So in our case, this lola meizel bosa chazoke da hashti, ishe zichi go bosa muzik. The Messiah lecheska saguf. Here he is a chazoke helping him. Period. So that is Tais Viskashe, Astire in Shmuel. Now Rabbi Chonon says, a gewaldike ha'ore, he says, there's a machlekes harishonim, if a person, a lekeach, gives money to a moiche, and it's a mekach tois. Does the moiche have to give back the same money, or can he keep that money, give him back different money? And the yesod shaila is, when someone purchases something, so even though it's a mekach tois, so the shaila is the mois pikodin, or is the mois halbo? The Shitas HaRosh is, he brings a Rosh in Kedushin. If I'm purchasing something, so you can use the money. Later will be Mevarer, that was a Mekach Tois, so you pay me back money. Not this money, you don't have to give me back this money. You can use, I gave you this money. So you can use this money. If it will be Mevarer, it's a Mekach Tois, so you owe me back money. Not this money. Or, if it's a Mekach Tois, it's Mois Pekodin.
So if Taisvis asked Akasha, let's tell the money on Cheskas Morikame, that's Taisvis al Kasha. You see, Taisvis holds that the Mois is Pekodin. It's still my money. It's my money for sure. If it's a Mekach Tois, so Taisvis says, there's a Morikame Kineged the Muzik. Like this, according to the Rosh, the Kasha Bechlal wouldn't begin because there's no Morikame on the money. The money is Icha, the Moichels. The child does he owe you no money, or doesn't he owe you? But this money was money, Mois Halbo. That's one Nekuda that Rabbi Chanan says. Fine. The Lekalameima, the Hosam Hainu Taime, not because Murzik is stronger than Morikame. The Mida Loidokim Hunakhin, Shmuel is going with a different Svarin Gansen. That means there's a raya that the lekech is a liar. If you were interested in purchasing Leridia, so you should have asked, why are you so naive? You go and buy a shayr, the moicha isn't a mind reader, so why didn't you ask, is this a nakhan, is this not a nakhan, you're purchasing for Ridia. The midoloi dokim hu nakhan islan lemeime de leshchita zovne. So that means we could learn Gor and under Pshat and Shmuel. Not Pshat and Shmuel is because the Murzik wins. Murzik is stronger than Morikama. There is a different svar. I have a raya in the Etzem Din Torah that Lekech is a liar. Lekech Zicha did not want it Leridia. If he wanted it Leridia, he should have inquired. What kind of a shirt is it? Why do you go blindly into the Asik? He should inquire. If it's important to you, it's a raya. You're a liar. You bought it Leshchita. Nim Cain, so Taisa says, that's Pshat and Shmuel. Matzach lemeima hosom leshmuel ki is linen bosarube bisure. But mamoina loyas linen. The Gemara asks Shmuel, why didn't you go bosaroib? So Shmuel says, by Yisa we go bosaroib. By momen lohaitzi momen we don't go bosaroib. For taime loymishum rubehu elmishum the loydok. According to the, if we'll say that that's pshat in the Gemara, the Rishash is loy mishum de lo yozel basarube. The reason is not because you don't go basaroib. We have a raya here that lekeach did not want to purchase it leridia. So it's a raya that that's not true pshat. Pshat is you don't go basaroib. And Reuven and Morikam is schwacher than Murzik. So we're back to the Kashan. Here it says that Murzik and Achesas Aguf is schwacher than Morikam. Both are members of Shmuel. Boy, Beperik Beis Kul, Omar Shmuel, Kul Bishloishim So Besela Ani Meichaloch. Now, this is double talk. A kul b'shloishim means I'm selling you a kul for shloishim seller. That means I'm selling you a entity of a kul. Now, if I'm selling you an entity of a kul, so that means kolzman, you don't make a mishich on the whole kul, so I can have charote. Each tzad can have charote because I'm selling you a kul. I'm not selling you soim. I'm selling you a kul. But then he said, I'm selling you a saw for a seller. So there's a stire, the Loshen Rishon, the Loshen Achen. According to the Loshen Rishon, the Mechire will not become Nigmar till he's Meshach the whole Kul. Till he's Meshach the whole Kul. According to the Loshen Achin, each saw b'sal is Moshech HaSaw, automatically belongs to him. So Shmuel said, the same Shmuel, Rishain Rishain Kone, whatever he's Moshech, belongs to him. B'shem de Mesavkelei, itofes Loshen Rishin, oi Loshen Achin. Because Shmuel was Mesupik, I don't know, if the first Loshen is the Emesa Loshen, so then it doesn't belong to the Lekeach, so the Moicha could be Chayza. If the second Loshen is Dafke, so then it does belong to the Lekeach. It's a Sofik. And he's a tofus, the lekech is a tofus in the saw. The lekech was tofus a saw. The shail was I kind of this saw, was I not kind of this saw? I'm a tofus, I win. I yen had a morikame. So here we have a morikame, can I get a murzik? So what did Shmuel say over here? That the murzik wins, rishin kone. That the Mursik wins. So you see, Shmuel holds that Mursik is better than Morikame. Again, our Gemara, he says that Morikame is better than Mursik. Look me becheskes Morikame. So because of this stira in Shmuel, Tosfos wants to fall off from the whole pshat. That's not pshat in our Gemara. Not the shaila is which is stronger, Morikame Murzik, because you know which is stronger, Murzik is stronger. Finished. Nothing more to talk about. I have raised that Shmuel holds that Murzik is stronger. If Murzik is stronger, so what's pshat in here in Shmuel? Here Shmuel says that the Balach HaMoyer that was Moshech the Pore cannot keep the Pore, even though he's a Murzik and the Pore. So before we understood, because the Bala Pore is a Morikame on the Pore. But now we're saying that Murzik is stronger than Morikame. So what's Pshat and Shmuel? Al Kainir, the time of the Shmuelav Mishum Cheskas Morikame, El Islam Le Meima, Kiven De Ishtakach Achamir De Meis, we see the Chamir is dead. Just like now he's dead. Can yeshlo nu loyma lachziki sho yemeis gam koidem. We go here, and we'll underline the here we'll see soon. Here we go bosa chazoke da hashte. That means we have a klal, this achazoke de mikore. If something was in one matzav before, and now we see a change. So all the time, we go bosa chazoke mikore, and we say that it remained in the previous status. Kolzman, we don't know that it changed. We always assume that a chazoke de mikore is stronger than a chazoke de hashte. But Taisvis is saying, but here, Shmuel holds, we go bosa chazoke de hashte. We'll see soon. Vidomye ilohoda omar benide techol hatumois kishas mitziyosom. A very interesting Gemara nide. The Gemara says in nide, Reuven, it was in the middle of the night, and Reuven goes and touches Shimon. And then in the morning he wakes up, wondered why Shimon didn't wake up, akasha b'maise, and the Reuven wakes up in the morning, he sees Shimon's dead. So Memela, so the Shailas, but what was he when I touched him? So it says, Kola tumis kishas mitzios, and you go bosa chazoka da hashte. But if he's now dead, I assume that at night he also was dead. So we see that you go bosa chazoka da hashte. Now, Lulei de Mistafine, but not Lulei de Mistafine, I mean, we see from Tesis, he can't say this, but if the Meduba would only be by Misa, then we could say a beautiful vote. But we'll see the light of that Namshat and Tesis. There's Amir de Ketaz in Yeredeyim, Simen Shin Tzadik Zayin, Sifkot and Beis. The Taz in Yeredeyah is speaking about such a Shaila. Reuven was informed that his Kariv died. But one Yediyah, he wasn't informed when he died. So now, there's a big Shaila over here. Did he die 2 days ago? Some Amele he has to sit Shiva. Did he die more than 30 days ago, so that he only has to be Negevelus 1 hour. I don't know. That he couldn't be Mavar. But we know he died. So there's a Machloikis, the Taz, and other Paiskim. Other Paiskim said as follows. Well, the cause of it is Cheskes Chai. So, Kozman, we don't know that he's dead, so we assume he's alive. So, Mistome, so we have to be Marich Chayov, Kozman, we don't know he's dead. So we have to assume the latest man possible still was living, so if it's still in the Shloishim, so he has to be Noig Dine Shiva. The Ta says, he's Chaylik on this. He says, the Loi Mekminim Becheskes Chai. You don't tell him on Cheskes Chai. Kshenoida Shemes. If we'll find out that he's dead, we won't tell him on Cheskes Chai. Why? The chol chai oimed lomus. Every chai is oimed lomus. Is kozman sheini mevur shemeis amrina nadayin chai. That what we find in Chazal, the Zacheskes chai. That's davke. If I don't know if he's dead or not, so I say, Mr. Tommy's alive. Avol kshemevur shemeis amrinon shemeikora hoyameis. So the Ta says, but if I know he's dead, and every chai is oimed lomos, and lemaisa, so it occurred to him what every chai is oimed to do, then you go all the way back. That's what the Ta says. Gati brings a raya from our Gemara also, but we could say this would be a beautiful pshat in Taisvis. That means Taisvis is saying that we have it, Taisvis brought down two cases. The Chamoir is dead, so you still on Chazoke the Hashte that says that what? That he was dead already from before. You push back the death. And then Tosis brought a Gemara, the Cholatum is Kishas Mitzioson. You found he's dead in the morning. He said he was dead at night. But that's the our bliss is until we learn further in Tosfos. So Tosfos says, because Tosfos is a big problem, because Tosfos has a few cases that have this halacha. V'davke gabi misus chamer. That's Shmuel's case. The Gabi Mum is Shmuel bought a raya from Mumim. He bought a raya from the Tana to Nikalas. He bought a raya from Mumim. The Gabi Machat Shenimtseis Boive Besakoises Islam Lamei Mahochi. You only say this halacha by these three cases. By Mumim, Treife, and Mise. So Rabbi Chanan says in parentheses, I don't know pshat, why dafke these, but they say this, we just have to appreciate, Taisus did not explain to us why we go, because Taisus knew, and all over Shas, Chazoke de Mikore is stronger than Chazoke de Hashte. But Taisus wants to say, these three cases, Chazoke de Hashte is stronger than Chazoke de Mikore. Why we have to know? Fine. So Memele, so now about Kaponim, Taisa said by Mumin, you have Chazoke da Hashte that tells us that we go all the way back, that she had a Mum before the Erisin. So now Taisa has a Meiridike problem. So if we say by Mumin, we go Bosa Chazoke da Hashte, we go all the way back, so we have a Shreklich problem. Behod the Kalo Beveis Chomel, if we found the Mumin after the Nisuyin. So now she's a Balas Mum. And you're telling me by Mumin you go all the way back. So all the way back means all the way back before the Erisin. We're going all the way back. She was once a Shleimer, but that we know. She once was a Shleimer. Now she's a Balas Mum. And we go all the way back. So we should go all the way back till before the Erisin that she was a Balas Mum. And if she was a Balas Mum, so it's a Mekach Tois. And in the Mishnah it says that if they found the Mumin Bershus Abal, he pays the Ksube. It says that he pays the Ksube. Now, how does he pay the Ksube? Why should he pay the ksube? L'chayre chazoke dahasht is telling me that b'shas da'eris, and she was a balas mum, so she's not married to him. She doesn't owe her ksube. Mishum d'chiyam rine nami. So Taisu says, even though I say by mumim, k'moy shonu moitzim mum ato kein hoyo kaidem knise. That's true. By mumim, we go back. We say it was before also like this. Akati ikal meima the mission is also noilad bo mum. Afilu, you'll go back. You can say that after the erisin the mum was. V'hilkach is lo ksube. If you went back till after the eris, and she has a ksube. The kuli hai loyam rinon de koidem erisin. This go all the way back. Tainu koidem bezrishu yisoye by mumin. Al yidei mashonu moitzinato. That not. That means, Taisus is telling us a yisod in chazoke da hashta by mumin. I mean, this whole thing is chidushim, and you saw this. And this you saw that you go back, you only go back to one rishuyis, you don't go back to two rishuyis. Avo beveisaviyah, but if you found a mum beveisaviyah, a mekaidim leknisis rishuyis zehoyo kamayishuato. Period. So that's what Taisva says. Now there's a shreklech problem. And Taisfis. What's the shreklich problem? The Gemara is muching sich, tane tune kale. Shmuel said that, tane tune kale, that the Baal, achamoyer, is to give back the pore, even though he's a muzik. And we're saying, why does he have to give back the pore? Because chazok and dahashte goes back. So the Gemara says, how do I know? Where do you see that you take away from a muzik? So the Gemara says, you learn out from kala beveis chamel. We take away from the Baal also, even though he's a muzik, we take away from him. Over there, Taisvi says, there's no chazok edahashte. Their chazok edahashte does not work. Whatever the cheshbon is that you take away from the Baal, it's not als chazok edahashte. That's for sure. Because Taisvis was very nice to explain to us. If you say Chazok and Dahashta, you go all the way back, you wouldn't take away from the Baal. So there, you don't say Chazok and Dahashta, and that's why you take away from the Baal. Now the Gemara is bringing a raya to Shmuel that you say Chazok and Dahashta to go back from Kalo Beveis Chamel. There, you don't say Chazok and Dahashta. Their chazok et dahashte is zicha not a factor. Chazok et dahashte is not a factor. So memele, so you don't take away because of chazok et dahashte. Here you're proving to me, there's never chazbaris in chazkas aguf, whatever the chazbain is, the mashab lies by its ochiyun, and the shmaitzis has a hoshtik teire, but al koponim, this is a Pella on Taisvis. But now Taisvis falls off of this. The ain nire. So now Taisvis says, this whole pshat, Taisvis doesn't like this pshat. The davke mishum chumre de kochim hu da oma kolatumis geshas mitziosam. This mekoyo. I had brought a mekayer that you go bosa chazoke dahashte. This is only by kochim. So memele, so you can't still tzut to that gemara. Chumra of kochim, void kosher. The omar shmur beperik basra de kedushin. Kitcha Ovio Baderech, Vikitcha Atzmo Beir, Varehi Begeres Lefoneno. Now there was a Shaila like this. This all occurred the day when she became a Begeres. Now, in this day, there were two people interested in marrying her off. Her father married her off that day. She married herself off that day. Now, Kan Shoyel HaBen, when these marriages occurred, what was she? When the father married her, was she a Nare or a Begeres? If she was a Begeres, the father's kedushin is Nechal. When she married herself, was she a Nare or a Begeres? So I don't know which marriage was Chal. So it says like this, Kitcha Avia Baderech, V'kitcha Atzmo Bir, V'rehi Begeres Lefneinu. Now she's a Begeres. In this day, she's a Begeres. Now I know close she's a Begeres. But what was she b'shas the Kedushin? A Nare or a Begeres? So it says, Choyshishin l'kedushe shneim. So I don't know. So I'm a melee, so I'm chayish about kedushin. Frektoisvis. This is Shmuel's amemre. Vloyemrinin kemoishi boigeres ato kein hoisa koidem kedushin. I just said a yisod yigobosa chazoka da ashte. So Memela, so let's say, just like she's a Begeres now, so she was a Begeres before, the father's Kedushin won't be Chal, and her Kedushin will be Chal. Now, Rabbi Chonon asks a pertinent question. Taisvis all along was saying that not you always go Bosa Chazoka Dahashta. Taisvis says there are certain cases you go bosa chazoka da hashte, mise, mumim, treife. Taisus found that there's a three cases you go bosa chazoka da hashte. So now, like this all over, Taisus was made you go bosa chazoka da miko. But these three cases are unique for some reason that you go bosa chazoka da hashte. Taisus, Shmuel said by Begeres, you don't go bosa chazoka da hashte. In fact, Rabbi Chonon, Begeres is not in the list. We just said there's three cases. You go Bosa Chazoka da Hashte. This is a new case. This is like Kola Terekula. So Rabbi Chonon says a beautiful pshat in Taisvis. That what Taisvis means, that there are three cases. You go Bosa Chazoka da Hashte. That means if there's a conflict, there's a Chazoka de Mikore, there's a chazoka dahashte, so b'chol ha-terekul, there's a conflict, you go b'os ha-chazoka de mikore. May I assume that it was the way it was before, and it didn't change yet. In these three cases, for some reason, we go b'os ha-chazoka dahashte. Fine, that was Teis v'shtik teire. By Begeres, Rashi and Teis are saying, Kedushin, there's no chazoka de mikore whatsoever. So if there's no chazoka de mikore, so if there's such an inyan of chazoka da hashte, you should either go bosa chazoka da hashte. And Shmuel says, you don't go bosa chazoka da hashte. So vayis tachayis, there's no such inyan of chazoka da hashte. So period. So Taisa slugs up this pshat. Lek lemeim dosim ishim chumadei shesish, dom haisi elo plutid rabi yakev rab nosin d'gabi momen. So we're back to square one. What is Pshat and Shmuel? Why does Shmuel say here, if a person, there was a machlef pora b'chamer, the Baal HaChamer was meishich the pora, he's a murzik in the pora, so why is it that he has to give it back to the Baal HaPor, even though he's a murzik? And we see L'chayre, that Shmuel holds Murzik is better than Morikame. Taisus brought Rais. And here it says that Morikame is better than Murzik. That is the problem. V'nira l'rivo. T'davke hoche shemachzik atzmoy mesupik b'por. So now the rivo is telling us a yesod. There's two types of a Murzik. There's a murzik with a tainis bori, and the Zamuchzich without a Taina, with a Taina Shema. So, and it's a Meiridike Chilik. V'nir l'ribo, the Davka Hoche Shem Marzik Atzmei Mesupik Pepore, the one that's holding the Pore. If you'll ask him, was your Chamoir alive when you were Moishech the Pore? He doesn't know. Ve'ein loy shum taine brure. He doesn't have a tainis bori. Ba'viches kosoi kimandalese. So, a murzik with a tainis shemo is kimandalese. And then you go, but who does linem bosa cheskes the mori kamen? Then you go bosa cheskes mori kamen. Not that Cheskes Mori Kame is stronger than all Murzokim. Cheskes Mori Kame is stronger than a Murzik with a tiny Shema. That's a Schwachere Murzik. He himself is not coming with a tiny Zbori. There Cheskes Mori Kame is better. Yeah. Avo. So now Taisvah says, there's a whole sugi in Baba Metziah. A Safik Bechoyer was nailed to a Yisrael. A child was born as a Safik. This is a Bechoyer. If it's not a Bechoyer, the Koyin went and chapped this Bechoyer. So now the Koyin is a Mursik. So the Gemara says, Tokvu Koyin, Moitziyin Miyodai. So why is Mitziyin Miyodai? So it's Mitziyin Miyodai, so Tais is understood. Because the Koyin does not have a tainis bori. The Koyin doesn't know if it's a Bechor or not. And it would seem Taisvis means that the Baal HaBchor has a Cheskes Mori Kame. Why does he have a Cheskes Mori Kame? Because a Bchor becomes Niskadish Beleide. So that means Kozman, it was an Uber, it belonged to the Baal HaBehemeh. So I have a Cheskes Mori. Now the Shaila is, did it change with the Leide? Was it a Petarechem? Wasn't it a Petarechem? So I have a Cheskes Mori Kame. I'm also a Mesupik, but a Cheskes Mori Kame Taisvis holds that you don't need a Tainis Bori. A Cheskes Mori Kame is like a Cheskes Nega. That I assume that it was like before. The status didn't change. A Murzik needs a Tainis Bori. So if the Koyin doesn't have a Tainis Bori, some Emeles of the Koyin, it might see a nice Miyoti. That's what Taisvis says. Avo, b'mochar sheilech aveiroi v'nimtza nakhem. This is one of the problems that Taisvah said, that there we see that the Murzik wins. Mochar sheilech aveiroi v'nimtza nakhem. And the lekech gave me money. Is kivin the gavre zovin lahochi lahochi. Since there are people that buy l'shchita, Yesh loyliten lemarzik leshchita machartiv lach. He's coming with a taina. I sold it leshchita. V'imisa de leridye kabois loy habaloch lefushi. V'kiven de yesh loy taina vadois ahani lecheskosi. I'm telling you that I sold it leshchita. And there are such people that sell leshchita. I sold it leshchita and therefore I'm holding the money. You're telling me you bought it after Laridia? You have to bring a raya. Roiv is not a raya. But this is called, he has a taina vadois. V'chein b'hi dekul b'shloishim so b'selani moichaloch. So there we also saw that Shmuel holds that the leikeach can keep the saw als murzik. Now, because there's a sofik, say, tofes loshen rishon, tofes loshen achrei, is yesh loy litoin, the murzik and taine, Lekach omarto shtei alishoynes. You said to lishoynes shebeize she'erze etfois, that whatever I want, I could take. So he's coming with a tain. V'kivin shumuz again loitzim momin mitcheskosoi. Kivin sheyesh loy tain. The last line in Taisvis, first of all, we have to learn the next Taisvis. And number two, after we learn the next Taisvis, it's very complicated to explain this last line in Taisvis. There's a marsho on this last line. But let's see the next Taisvis. Kalo bebeis ovio ulekidushin. The Gemara lemaise said pshat that the raya to Shmuel is kalo beveis ovio ulekidushin. Now, let us just refresh our memories. So, Rashi said that Shmuel learned pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua does not go Boser Cheskas Aguf. So, Memele, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, let's say we found the Mumin Bershus Habal, after the Nisuin, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Al Ha'ov Lahavirayeh, the Ov has to prove that she did not have Mumim B'Shas Da'erisin, and if the Ov does not prove it, he has to give back the Kess of Kedushin. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So we see from this, so Shmuel bought a raya from this, even though number one, the suffix was Noiled B'Shus Habal, and by us, the suffix was Noilid Bushus Balapore. Number two, even though the Ov is a Murzik in the case of Kedushin, and the same thing, even though the Balachamir is Murzik in the Pore, Afalpi came without a raya, the Ov has to give the case of Kedushin to the Baal, B'cheira al Tzcheskes Morikame. However, the Tzcheskes Morikame, and we'll say maybe there's no Tainus Bori. Okay. So al Tzcheskes Morikame, he has to give the money back to the Baal. So the same thing by us, the Baal HaMoyer has to give the Pore back to the Baal HaPore, even though the Suffolk was Neilet Bershus Baal HaPore, even though the Baal HaMoyer is a Murzik in the Pore, but just like the Ov has to give the Kess of Kedushin, Alibe de Rabbi Yeshua, to the Baal, so who adin the Baal HaMoyer is to give the Pore back to the Baal HaPore. That was the Maskonis HaGemore. So now, Tosis is going to take Rashi apart. Ma sheperish akuntris, the svirelei kemando oma tavre, mi sheshone zu loy shone zu. Rashi said that this last lotion of the Gemore is going that Shmuel holds, that is a machloikis tanoim in the Mishnah, loy nehire. Number one, the heichi mukilo kalo beveso via ulikidushin the heine Rabbi Yeshua. So you're saying a filu that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have to give back the kess of kedushin. Eimer d'omer Rabbi Yeshua lemani. Eimer d'omer Rabbi Yeshua. When did Rabbi Yeshua say that you don't go boser cheskes aguf? Ani mili lafuki mamoine. Rabbi Yeshua, we only had lafuki mamoine. Cheskes aguf is not strong enough. Lu'ukmi mamoine miyama. Where did the Gemara see, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he has to give back the kess of kedushin? Here it's a cheskes aguf that's Messiah, him he should keep the moment. Voi makshe Rabbeinu tam, de le'el mochachin in de ozel Rabbi Yeshua bosa chazok in de gufe, eiche de leko cheskes mamoine. If there's no cheskes moment, there's only cheskes isa, then he does go bosa cheskes aguf. וחוש כנוח את החסקס ממוין מסייע לחסקס הגוף. היא הבקרת המוחזיק. The father is a muzik in the case of Kedushin. The Cheskes HaGuf is telling us that she was not a balas mum b'shas Kedushin. So memeli yev a Cheskes HaGuf together with a Cheskes Momin. So besay le Cheskes HaGuf, the Ozel Rabbi Yeshua Basro, so Zichra Rabbi Yeshua is moide that you don't have to give the case of Kedushin to the Baal. And then this also in Rashi says verkehrt. Behoid Shmuel Gufi Postik Beperkam Alocha Kera Gamliel. This Kashi Rashi also asked. Behoid my porich, my he the machat shenimtseis behoive beisa koises. So Taisus asks, if the whole psak of Shmuel is alibi the Rabbi Yeshua, who does not go bosa cheska saguf, so you're asking a kasha from machat by oive beisa koises, that what? That the tabach, that means as follows. We heard that if we found out it was treife, the shaila, did it become treife before it was sold to the tabach? Or did it become treife after it was sold to the tabach? So it says, Hamaitzi mechaveiroi olav horaye. So the Gemara understood that means if the Baal HaPore has the money and the tabach wants to take it away, so he can't take it away. We leave it by the muzik. So there it says, we leave the money by the muzik. So the Gemara Esa Kashan Shmuel, Shmuel says, we give back the pora to the morikama. That was the Gemara's kasha on Shmuel from this halacha of machat shenimtzeis ba'ivei beis hakoises. Fractoisvis, if the whole makir of Shmuel is because Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, and he does not go boser cheskes haguf, and that is why the Baal hachamir is to give back the poor, he doesn't go with cheskes haguf, but could be this baraisa is going according to Ram Gamliel that does go bosa cheskes haguf. If you go bosa cheskes haguf, so I assume that the behemoth became a treife after the mechira. So that is why the tabach cannot be moitzi the mumen from the Baal HaPore, because we go bosa cheskes haguf, alibi the Rabbi Kiva. That's the Isus Kash. Void my poch mehida machat shenimtzis boivy beisa koises, laimed the hida Rabbi Kiva, viuk Rabbi Yeshua. So Taisvis does not like at all Rashi's pshat. Venire leforish the Shmuel kerabashi. Shmuel learned pshat in our Mishneh like Rabashi. Ravashi said the Mishnah is going according to Ram Gamliel, and Ravashi also said another yesod, as cheskas haguf can only help if the teveya has the cheskas haguf. But if the teveya is one person and the cheskas haguf is in another person or in another nivra, then you can't use the cheskes haguf. And that is how Ravashi explained pshat in the Mishnah. Nimtzeis mumin beveis aviyo. And now the father is mourning the ksube. And the father wants to use her cheskes haguf. You can't use her cheskes haguf. Her cheskes haguf cannot help for the father. In the seife that she's birshus habal, now she's mourning the ksube, so she can mourn the ksube with her cheskes haguf. That was Ravashi shtik Torah. So Taisvis is saying that this is pshat in the Gemara. Benir lefosh l'shmul keravashi v'yalav hashte mikala beveiso v'yo ulekidushin. That what? T'chiheichi dehosom afol gav do'ov murzik tzorech lohovirayeh. the cheskes haguf di do loy mahani lov. That means the cheskes, her cheskes haguf cannot help for the father, and the father is to give back the kesef of kedushin. Ochenami, ochel balach amoy lovi raye, afal pishu umuzik, the cheskes hachamoy lehani legabi di day. Since the chazoki is in the chamoy, and he's the teveya. So according to this pshat, le maflik midi ben neilet ben shneilet sofik b'shusoi, le neilet b'shusoi. That Ravashi does not differentiate. Avul kirovet amakan nimtza kamoya leki luukmi dishani hosam de isra cheskas rishus ha'ov. Avul hoch le iska cheskas rishus balachem ela la adarabe isra rishus balapol. We have one more Taisvis, or two more Taisvis in, and I'd like to give a little hakdome. And I think with this we can understand the Taisvis and the Gemara. The Gemara lemaise fears ois that Shmuel had said, kol shenoyled hasofek b'rshusoy olav haraya. Which means as follows. There was a machlef pora b'chamoyer. The bala chamoyer was moishach the por. Now we find the chamoyer is dead. Now this sofik was noilet b'rshus bala por. So Shmuel said, kol shenoilat sofik b'rshus. That means the sofik was noidalonu. Bershus balapore means after the Meshichas Apore, we found out that the Chamer is dead. All of Haraye. So the balapore has to bring a raye. Not the Svaker, the balachamer can keep the pore, and the balapore has to bring a raye. And there's a lomdis. Kol hanoilet asofik bershusay all of Haraye. So what is pshat in these magic words? So there's a Meiridike Shmeitze, who says Pshat Na Gemara, and Basmu, with this, will be able to understand Taisvis. The Shmeitze says as follows. The Shmeitze says, he asks a Shaila. Let's say, Reuven purchased a behemoth from Shimon. Now the behemoth got lost. Fine. He didn't pay yet. So Shimon comes over to Reuven. Reuven, Rabid, no, you bought a behemoth for me, you know, you have to pay for it. So Reuven says, you know, I don't know if I have to pay you, but maybe it's a treife. If it's a treife, it's a mekach tois. She says, what makes you say it's a treife? What makes you say it's not a treife? You know, you didn't take x-rays. Maybe it's a treife. What do you tell me, roiv? Ain't hochem b'momenacha roiv. I said, I won't pay you. I have to first, let me first find the behemoth. Then we'll find out if it's a treife, and then I'll give you money. The vial, I don't have to give you money. Zuck the Shmeitze, there's no such thing in the world. That means, if there was no reyesa whatsoever, I mean, why should I think it's a treife? The din of ein mahilchim b'momen acharoyv, if we have a suffix already, we have a suffix, we have a mokim to think, maybe it is a treif, it's not a treif. Now you want to be mevara with roiv, roiv cannot be mevara the suffix. But stamazoi out of the clear blue sky to make a suffix, maybe it's a treif. Anechtikov, the Reuven is no right whatsoever to say such a suffix. They're making a suffix. Maybe it's a treife. Achzakina reyese bechti loy marzakina. That's a double poshet, what the Shmeitze says. Now the Shmeitze goes one step further. The Shmeitze says as follows. In the case of Argemore, let's say the Chamoyer. When did we find out that the Chamoyer was dead? The Chamoyer, we found that was dead. That suffix was noilet to us when it was Bershus Balapore. That means after the Chalipin, And the chamor now, api gidrei akinyan, belong to the Baal HaPore. So now the chamor is considered birshus Baal HaPore. So now we see it's dead. So now we have to clear a shaila. When did it die? Did it die after the kinyan? Did it die in your rishus? Or did it die when it was in the rishus of the Baal HaChamor? So Shmuel said, Kol shenoylet sofik birshusoy olav haraye, that means if the sofik was noylet in a different rishus, on the previous rishus, I have no right to clear a sofik. I think maybe it was already dead when the chamor was in your rishus. What? You had epis a sofik there? You had epis a reyes when the chamor was in my rishus? Some say claim maybe it was dead. You have no right to clear. That means that's the chiddush of Shmuel. Shmuel says, the rishus that the sofik was noiled, the reyes starts in that rishus. In a previous rishus, I have no right to clear. So memela, what is the Baal HaPore telling me that? Maybe he was dead before. You have no right to clear. That's just like saying that the lekeich will tell the meicher, maybe it was a treifer when I bought it. You have any reyeses? You have any sveikis? No, what? You have a reyes. It's dead now. Oh. We found that it was dead in your issues. In your issues, we see that it's dead. But to clear that in the previous issues it was dead, we have no right whatsoever to clear. That is Pshat and Shmuel. That is what the Shmaitzer says. Now let us see Taisvis. Kol shenoylet sofik b'rishusai olav lahavi raya. V'uki lekala demasnisin kirov. Now, Kala de Masnisen is going love it. So Memele, so let us say that let's say the Sefer when the Sofik was Noiled Bershu Sabal, when she came to the Rishu Sabal, so now I see she has Mumin. So we say, now we see she has mumin. You have no right to clear. Maybe there were mumin when she was b'shusavi. What right do you have to clear? You saw mumin there. Stamazite's declaring. You have no right to clear. So memele, now was neile the sofik, even though you're a murzik in your money, you have to pay the ksuba. Because you can't create a sofik. This is mamish like we said that if a person will buy a behemoth and got lost, will say, I won't pay you because maybe it's a trefe. You have a makir to clear, maybe it's a trefe. If we found the mumin by you, we don't have a makir to clear. Maybe there were mumin before. You're telling me now, maybe b'shas deiros and there were mumin. Shema Shemayim. And b'rshu sa'ov, we never had a reisa whatsoever. So memele, the moment we found by you, so we know by you this moment. In the previous rishus, we have no right to clear about moment. So v'uki lekala de masnisen kirove, v'afilu hu murzik, oishay shenayla da sofik birshusay olav lo virayim. So afilu the murzik is also mechuyev to bring a rayim. The Gemara Lefi Emes says that Afilu the Tabach didn't pay, and we found the Talfus by the Tabach. The Tabach has to pay because we can't clear Bechlal that in the Rishus Hamoicher it was a treife. The Sofik was noiled by you. So Taisus is saying Amoyra Dike Yesod. That's Lucheire. That's what Taisus learned like the Shmaitze, and that's the Yesod. Vim Taima Mohod the Porich Bashoil Gabi Machlef Pora Bachamoyr Violdo. The Gemara there was a Maise was Machlef Pora Bachamoyr. That means that a Baal HaPore sold what made a Meshiche in Yenem's Chamoir, and by doing this, he was Machlef his Pore for Yenem Chamoir. The Yolda, and the Pore was Muberes and had a child. And we don't know, was the child born before the Chalipin, and therefore the child belongs to the Baal HaPore, or was the child born after the Chalipin, and therefore the child belongs to the Baal HaChamor. So the Gemara says over there, V'nechse b'rshusa deman kaime, V'nehevi idach ha-moitzi mechaveiroi olav orai. So the Gemara asks, let's be mevar, let's see who's the murzik in the vlad. Mashme. So it would seem from that Gemara, the ihavi b'rshus, let's see the hago on the bottom, the ihavi b'rshus Baal HaPore, that means if we will find the vlad still in the rishus of the Baal HaPore, he's a murzik, al Baal HaChamor lo viraye, that what? That the Baal HaChamor has to bring a raya, that what? The Vlad was born after the Mechira. The Baal HaChamor is bringing that the Vlad was born after the Chalipin. That means like this. The Vlad we find Beshus Baal HaPore. The Baal HaPore says the Vlad was noiled before the Chalipin. That's what the Baal HaPore says. The Baal HaChamor says, no, the Vlad was born after the Chalipin. So the Gemara says, you know, so it says Yachloiko in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, why you say Yachloiko? Let's see who's a Murzik in this Vlad. So it seems from the Gemara, if the Baal HaPore is a Murzik in the Vlad, so the Baal HaPore will win, and we will assume that the Vlad was noiled before the Chalipin. That's what it seems from the Gemara. Va'amai, frektoisves, va'loi noiled sofik, b'rshusoi, da'acher shemoshach Baal HaPore es HaChamor, after the Baal HaPore was Moshech the Chamor, then we found out about the Vlad. Noida sheyoldo HaPore. So when did we find out that there's a Vlad? We found out there's Vlad after the Chalipin. When the Pore already is Bershus, when the Pore is Bershus, the Baal HaChamor. That means the Baal HaPore made a Meshicha on the Chamor. We don't know anything was tutzach with the Pore. So then the Chamor belongs to the Baal HaPore, and then the Pore belongs to the Baal HaChamor. Now we come and we see that there's a Vlad. So the Gemara says, so when was this Vlad born? We don't know. Was it born before the Mechira, after the Mechira? When did we become aware of this Sofik? After the Mechira. After the Chalipin. He was Moshech, the Baal HaPore was Moshech the Chamor. Then we became aware of the latest HaPore. Then we became aware. So the Sofik was noiled when? Bershus, when the Pore was in Bershus of the Baal HaChamor. And we're saying, Kol Shen Noilda Sofik Bershusoi, you don't clear that something happened before. You know, I could even mighty from my music. So, L'chayre, since the whole Sofik is noiled Bershus Baal HaChamor, so we shouldn't, the Sofik is noiled, was the Pore, was the Vlad born then? Or that's the Zman of the latest HaSofik. But before the Meshichas HaChamor, we didn't have any Sofik. So in the Rishus of the Baal HaPore, we never had any Sofik. The whole Sofik we had when it came into the Rishus of the Baal HaChamor. And we have a klal that kol shen neuda asafik b'rshusoy, so we, all of a raida means we have to declare that this occurred in this rishus and not in the previous rishus. And this is strong enough to be mighty from a muzik, faktach toisves. So why, if the Baal HaPor is a muzik and the vlad will keep the vlad, the sovik was neilid b'rshus Baal HaChamer. So Memela, we should say we don't clear at all if there was a Leidus HaPore b'rshus Baal HaPore. Because the Sovik was noiled in the Rishus of the Baal HaChamer, and that's the whole Yesod we're saying. So what is Pshat in the Gemara? V'tzorich lechalek bein Sovik shenoiled l'tivuso ki hosom. Lesofik shenoilid legriyusa kihocha. So Dachsach Mir Taisvis is saying like this. Let's talk about our Gemara and let's talk about that Gemara. Our Gemara, the Baal HaChamer was Moshech the Pora. The Baal HaChamer was Moshech the Pora. Now later we see that the Chamer is dead. The Sofik, when the Chamor died, in whose Rishus was this Sofik Noilet? In the Rishus of the Baal HaPor. That means after the Chalipin, the Sofik was Noilet. So we're saying, now, this Sofik, you want to transfer it to say, oh, maybe it died already before the Mechira. So you want to take this Sofik that was Noilet in your Rishus, and attach the Sofik to a previous Rishus. Maybe it died before. Maybe it died in the Baal HaChamer's Rishus. Maybe it died before the Mecca. I'm very sorry. You have any raya that Bishas the Chamer was by the Baal HaChamer that it died? Is there any raya whatsoever in the Rishus of the Baal HaChamer that the Chamer died then? We have no raya. We just found out about the death of the Chamer in your Rishus. So we cannot clear, we cannot make a raya. We cannot make a raya in the Rishus of the Baal HaChamer. Say, since it's dead, maybe it died before the Mechira. The death, we became aware of the death in the Rishus of the Baal Pore. We cannot transfer this Reyese and start clearing, maybe it died already by the Baal HaChamer. In this Rishus we have no Sofik, we have no right to make a Reyese in this Rishus. So this is speaking about when, if we'll clear the Sofik, we are making a Reyese in the previous Rishus, that is a Klal, Marziken, Reyes, Bechdiloy, Marziken. You can't make a Reyes in the Rishus of the Baal HaMoyer if the Sofik was nailed in the Rishus of the Baal HaPor. Masha'enkein in the case of the Gemara in Bob Metzia. There, the Vlad was born in the Rishus of the Baal HaChamer. That means that was noiled the Sofik. The Sofik was noiled in the Rishus of the Baal HaChamer. So Tosfos said, so if we became aware of the Sofik and his Rishus, we have no right to declare that the Vlad was noiled before. This is not a greyese to the Baal HaPor. Fakert. If we'll clear before, it could be fakert that the Vlad belongs to him. So, litivusa of the Baal HaPor, you could say that it was noiled in his Rishus, because we became aware of the Sofik, and the Rishus of the Baal HaChamer does not mean that it's loiniten leheyoma, that it was noiled in the Rishus of the Baal HaPor. We can't make a reis in his Rishus. But Litevusa, we could clear, maybe it was Noilet in his Rishus.
Vitane tune kalo, hainu kalo bebeis chomeho. He says, the Makoya of Shmuel was from kalo bebeis chomeho. The chihechi, the makmina lo becheska shleimo, vahashtohu da osemum.
just like by Kala Beveis Chamel, we say in the Rishus that it was Nela the Sofik, that's in that Rishus the Mum came, and they have no right to assume that the Mum came in the previous Rishus, Af al pi shem Murzik, even though he's a Murzik or Meisivam a Murzik, Ochanami uki achamer becheskas shehi kayemes. So here we assume that the chamer is becheskas shehi kayemes, vahashto hi meiso. And now the chamer died.